Well, the El Segundo Times did a story a few years back about the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power and how ratepayers from the years 2002 to 2013 were paying money to the DWP, which was putting $40 million of that money away into these two suspicious nonprofits called the Joint Safety Institute and the Joint Training Institute. It was an agreement between the DWP and the powerful union that represents the workers, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 18.
And the money was basically spent on party stuff. Travel, hotels, expensive dinners, booze.
They said there was some sort of training fund for the workers.
They would have like fake training seminars up in Las Vegas. I remember all this stuff. So, you know, because the unions are dirty crooks and people who run the DWP are dirty crooks. So it was just siphoning some of our money and sending it to all so the bad guys can have. They're like mobsters. They really are. And they party like mobsters. Well, that money, they're still spending, but they're taking it from union workers rather than the public. And they merged those two fake institutes into one called the Joint Safety and Training Institute, JSTI. And the DWP employees are now paying for the parties.
Yeah.
And there is now a lawsuit being filed by the Freedom Foundation. And we have one of their attorneys, Timothy Snowball, on the line to explain what they're doing. Timothy, how are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. So what's this about? Because I didn't realize this corruption was still going on 8 years later.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the problem. Not many do. I mean, you had a great summary there at the beginning. You got these two fake trusts set up, taking ratepayers' money and basically spending it to line their own pockets. So they get caught red-handed in an audit, and they go, oh, my gosh, you know, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to change it up. So as you mentioned, they changed the name, and instead of taking money from ratepayers' billing statements, they wind up taking money, $15 a paycheck, from all members of the union and employees of the department down there. And that's it. And they seek back into the shadows. And now, you know, they're spending money. I think that if anything, the local, you know, failed effort to recall Governor Newsom shows the powerful, you know, impression of special interest money being spent. And that's exactly what they're doing now. This slush fund is not only going to, you know, line the pockets of the administrators, but they're spending it on political activities here in the state of California without the consent of workers. And so our client, Christopher Deering, is a worker. He never signed anything saying that he wanted them to take his money and go and spend it on their own brand of politics. But unfortunately, that's what they're doing. And as you're probably aware, the Supreme Court in 2018 said that is unconstitutional. It's a violation of the First Amendment. And so we have filed a lawsuit on behalf of Mr. Deering in federal court there in Los Angeles.
So he discovered $15 was being deducted every month from his paycheck for this slush fund?
Yeah, and here's the thing. Even though they changed the name, it still says JTI, JSI, whatever. It's the same name of the previous entities on there. They're taking his money, and he goes, it just happened. He goes, no one ever told me about this. All of a sudden, it was just happening. And I didn't know what this charge was. And then especially, I think that not only Mr. Deering, but Americans, rightfully so, across the country started paying more attention to this kind of stuff in 2018 when the Supreme Court decided the Janus case and said, look, unions cannot take public workers' money without their consent. Now, you can agree to do that, but they can't just do it without your knowledge or without your consent. That is unconstitutional. And so he sees this, and my goodness. And so I am sure happy that he contacted the Freedom Foundation and were able to fight back for him.
But there are many, many thousands of DWP workers. Nobody else noticed this?
I think that either they noticed it, or unfortunately, I think that, as you mentioned, the corruption of the unions runs deep. And I think that, unfortunately, many individuals feel that they have really no power to fight back. It always makes me kind of pleased to think of what the look on people's faces will be when they receive one of our complaints, when they get served with our legal papers, because their assumption is that no one's going to fight back on behalf of the rights of everyday average Americans, and they're just going to have to roll over and take this stuff. And I think that cases like this exemplify that's not going to be the case. And so ultimately, with this lawsuit, if we are successful on behalf of Mr. Deering, it will have an effect not only on his particular circumstances, but in employees across the department and arguably across the state of California.
And they're using most of this money for politics or spending it on campaigns or?
You know, the Supreme Court has come out and said that anything that unions are involved in, whether it be collective bargaining, whether it be putting out commercials, anything involved because of their status as public unions is inherently political. And now you have an entity, this Joint Safety and Training Institute. It's a unique, weird kind of hybrid entity, dually run by the union and the department, purporting to be a private entity when really you just have a filtration mechanism for them to take members' money and then go out and spend it however they want without people's consent. It's really insidious.
Do you know if they're still spending it on their Las Vegas parties?
Well, if they are, you know, I certainly haven't gotten an invitation. I don't know if you've but I do know that the important thing to highlight here is the lack of accountability and the lack of transparency and the fact that all they've done now in order to stem this controversy is change the name of this thing and switch the onus from paying for it from ratepayers to workers. And apparently nothing else has changed. And so part of what we're trying to do with this lawsuit is to shine a bright light on this and to let people know that this is still going on and that Americans' rights are still being violated.
Right. If we got a union worker listening, where does he or she find this $15 deduction? Is there a separate box on the paycheck or on the pay stub?
It should be listed. It should be listed right there under, and as far as Mr. Deering goes, it was listed right there in his normal, you know, money being taken out. And it was JSIJTI. And so anybody who hears this, take a look at that and understand you have a constitutional right to not have money taken out of your paycheck without your consent. And if you want to leave, you know, your union or you want to not pay that money, you have a constitutional right to not do that. Go to optouttoday.com through the Freedom Foundation.
All right, Timothy, thank you very much for coming on and explaining it to our listeners.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
All right, that's Timothy Snowball. He's with the Freedom Foundation.